90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Good morning, I'm Laura Devoy. The owner of amusement park Dreamworld has pleaded guilty to three charges relating to the ride malfunction that killed four people in 2016. The Queensland Work Health and Safety Prosecutor filed three charges against Ardent Leisure last week. Each charge carries a maximum penalty of $1.5 million. Kate Goodchild, Luke Dorset, Rusby Aragi and Cindy Lowe were killed when the Thunder River Rapids ride malfunctioned. The company is accused of exposing individuals to a risk of serious injury or death by failing to comply with its health and safety duty. Ardent Leisure says Dreamworld has since taken substantive and proactive steps to improve safety across the entire park. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer says aged care facilities in Victoria are the highest priority for both the state and federal governments as they respond to the second coronavirus wave there. Registered nurses are being redeployed to work in aged care homes in the state due to critical staff shortages. There are nearly 800 COVID-19 cases linked to around 80 aged care homes in Victoria. Staff members account for around half of the infections. Australian Defence Force nurses have already been placed into some facilities. Dr. Nick Coatsworth told the ABC the focus for now is to eliminate new infections within aged care homes.
It is about getting the situation to a point where there are not new outbreaks occurring. Now, the numbers of cases in some facilities is substantial, and that is going to take some time to get on top of.
The federal government says it has serious concerns about the welfare of an Australian academic currently detained in Iran. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has confirmed Kylie Moore Gilbert was moved to the notorious Karchak Desert Prison, which is reportedly experiencing an outbreak of coronavirus. In 2018, Ms. Moore Gilbert was sentenced to 10 years in prison on charges of espionage, which she strongly denies. In a statement, DFAT says it's urgently seeking further consular access to Ms. Moore Gilbert, and it holds Iran responsible for her health and well-being. US President Donald Trump says he doesn't understand why Twitter deleted a video he retweeted about the drug hydroxychloroquine. In the video, doctors claimed the anti-malaria drug was a cure for COVID-19 and said face masks were ineffective. The social media giant says it took down the video because it violated its COVID-19 misinformation rules. President Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., also posted the video. Twitter suspended him from tweeting for 12 hours for doing so. President Trump says he doesn't understand why medical advice from doctors was removed from the internet.
There was a group of doctors yesterday, a large group that were put on the internet, and for some reason the internet wanted to take them down and took them off. I guess Twitter took them off, and I think Facebook took them off. I don't know why. I think they're very respected doctors.
The AFL will today begin 20 consecutive days of football as it aims to make up for time lost during the coronavirus shutdown. The Footy Frenzy will play rounds 9, 10, 11 and 12 consecutively, with all matches to be staged outside of Victoria. The Western Bulldogs and Richmond will kick off the series on the Gold Coast tonight. Six teams will have byes in rounds 10 and 11 to prevent short turnarounds between matches.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 15.5 degrees, looking towards a top of 20 degrees today. Sunny morning with a cloud increasing during the afternoon and evening. Slight chance of a light shower in the late afternoon and evening. Light winds from the southeast becoming tending around to the southwest in the late evening. The sun will set at 5:15 tonight. Looking for the rest of the week and the weekend. Thursday, mostly sunny, 7 to 18. Friday, mostly sunny, 7 to 17. Saturday, mostly sunny again, 4 to 19. And Sunday, a sunny day, 5 to 20. The moon is a waxing crescent with full moon next Tuesday. And we're just going to go to the traffic. The playout computer's just wanting to play up a little bit. So Ultimo, Broadway Street at Mountain Street, a bus breakdown, moderate traffic conditions, please take care. Ashfield, Parramatta Road at Frederick Street, the traffic lights are flashing yellow. Back near home, North Mead, Windsor Road, about 1 kilometre north of James Bruce Drive, a semi-trailer has broken down with some heavy traffic conditions. And North Narrabeen, Nomona Street, between Pittwater Road and Oak Street, a burst water main with a truck into the sinkhole. And I know there's one more you need to know about. Sackville Ferry, between Sackville Road and Sackville Ferry Road. The ferry's out. Again, a truck has become jammed between the on-ramp and the ferry. Once the tide lowers sufficiently, the truck will be removed. So the ferry will be out of service till a later notice. And I think we can get it. Yes, we can.
Can we get it? Yes, we can.
We can. The computer woke up for me. 6 minutes past 10, the live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and
Darren. Ah, yes. Please make that.
Thank you, Mario.
Please make that note, you know, mental note to all listeners and sponsors of this great radio station, live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren since last week. And Darren and I are going to share with you this morning some insights with our guest. In the meantime, as you heard, Darren mentioned that some trucks are sinking because of the floods.
That's right. Trucks everywhere.
I don't know what he was doing in the first place, you know, to sunk it. I mean, but I'd like to say good morning to all listeners online, 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. And 6 minutes past 10, it's currently, we take a short break and introduce our guest in the studio. Thank you all for tuning in.
Live 90.5.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. So happy together.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were just sick and tired of being unable to chew a steak and bite into an apple. They were worried about two things, the pain and the cost. After I explained everything, they decided to go ahead with the implants to lock in their dentures. Now they couldn't be happier. They are always smiling.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hills Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. Here's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories, such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21, Winston Hills Mall, and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And, of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
To help stop the spread of viruses, like the flu or coronavirus, good hygiene is essential. That starts with washing your hands thoroughly with soap and water. Whenever you cough, sneeze or blow your nose, prepare food or eat, care for someone sick, touch your face or use the toilet. Remember to cough or sneeze into your arm or a tissue. Bin the tissue and wash your hands. Together we can help stop the spread and stay healthy. Visit health.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
You are listening to Alive 90.5, serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
It's 11 minutes past 10. You're listening to Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you said that. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't need to repeat your name all the time. Not just, it was enough. You know, I mean, like me just repeating your name. But first of all, I'd like to say yet again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in this great radio station, Live 90.5, and this awesome business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. While Darren tried to fix computers and I tried to learn quickly English, I'd like to introduce our first guest in the studio. But before we introduce him, you know, needless to say that last maybe 4 or 5 months, we found ourselves in a big predicament in some type of uncertainty. And mostly businesses around Australia struggled, you know, I mean, at the first moment it wasn't so bad. You know, we were thinking that COVID's going to come and go with the sun. But then we have the lockdowns and the businesses across Australia being affected with its uncertainty. And we are lucky and we're truly privileged to have today a really, really special guest in studio who is coming from Western Sydney Business Centre, Mr. Anthony Sunny.
Good morning, Mario. Good morning, Darren.
How are you, Anthony? How's it Anthony, going? Listen, I just want to try to say, like, you know what I mean? If I don't pronounce your surname properly, that's a Darren's fault, okay? So no look at me.
Okay.
So that's going to be his one. Did I say properly Sunny, right?
Okay, it's pronounced, the correct Turkish pronunciation is Sunay, but I just say Sunay because we're in Australia anyway, so.
Yeah, we're just going to make it that way, okay?
That's
so, like,
it.
Everybody's
that's
like,
it.
But everybody who wants to talk to Anthony, you know, please tune in to Facebook page Business Insights with Mario, and you can see that Anthony directly in the studio while we talk to and interview him, or you can go on our website alive905.com.au a little bit later on after 5 p.m. The podcast with this interview on the details of Anthony and the Western Sydney Business Centre, how to contact Anthony will be available for your perusal and actioning, and truly you will be glad you did it. So Anthony, you know, we have the custom to ask our guests who they are, right? But, you know, we have the some rundown and how you're going to introduce yourself. So that was beautiful. You said enough. So yep. Thank you, Anthony.
Okay.
So who is the Anthony? Please share with our audience, who is the Anthony?
Okay, I'm a person that come from a technical background at the start. I also worked in retail and a whole bunch of other industries. And then I ended up going to business school after managing a bunch of different types of businesses. And then I've helped other small and medium-sized companies set up around the country, lots of things like that. Plus, I've also done a lot of training interstate, lots of things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you grew up in Sydney?
Yes, I grew up in Sydney, in East Ryde, and I went to school in Ryde, and basically been around the Sydney location most of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me, how did you end up, working in this Western Sydney Business Centre?
Okay, it's a long, long story. So what happened was...
We have plenty of time, Anthony, so please indulge us.
Oh, this is a very long story.
Yeah. So long, long story. Okay, so what happened was quite a few years ago as a student, then I decided to study business. So I've mainly been in the technical industry most of my life, but I've also studied business because I just had an interest in it. And then what happened was I'd seen that other people were interested in being a business coach. I tried doing that for a while on the side as well as my technical industry sort of workload, and I got to like it. So then I did a little bit of career coaching as well to help people along that path. And then later on down the track, I entered and started working for the Western Sydney Business Centre.
We always love these sorts of stories and see that you've got a great technical background, kind of like me as well, yeah. So I can resonate with that.
Should I leave the studio now, darling?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, Mario. Yeah. No, we need to have your sexy voice. No, but when you're working in that electronics trade,
yeah.
What made you wish to kind of diversify into other areas of business and being a business advocate? How do you make that transition?
Okay.
Has it been easy?
Easy? Not very easy. So what happened is, first off, I'd say I'm a lifelong learner by nature. And then what happened was I was working in electronics trade. And then, long story short, I ended up being a contractor after being made redundant. And then I started to, I basically forced myself how to run a business. Literally overnight, so I had to do my own accounting, all that sort of stuff. And also in the daytime, I'd actually have to work on new equipment that I'd never touched before. And really at night was a little bit difficult because I couldn't afford to have an accountant, so I had to do my own accounting myself. So I had to pay my own wages and do all that sort of stuff. But by doing that, I ended up with a huge skill set that
May I ask you something? You know, like obviously we're talking now, that was the age before the Google, Dr. Google and everything else. How did you acquire your knowledge?
Okay, so first off, most of my knowledge before Dr. Google, I actually went to night school. I probably went to night school for probably 20 years.
Okay, that's very noble what you're saying, because people have the sort of tendency to be embarrassed to say such a things, and that's what you are the expert. So please continue.
Yeah, so I can't calculate how many bad burgers I've eaten in different sort of like colleges around town.
Yes.
And gone to lots of different classes and sort of like when I was doing electronics as a student, I would, as soon as a new technology would come out, I would be there at night learning. Even when the CD industry started and people were starting to use CDs, I went to night school to learn how to service CD players. And then later on, I was involved with DVD players and also the large discs before the DVD players as well.
So are CD players, no, just a little offside comment here. Are CD players very much suck and see, you know, suck it in, push it out? Or I noticed that...
You know how
with CD players, you often have the ones where you push it in. And it's the ones we actually have here in the studio as well. But they're the first thing that breaks. Everything else is good, but yeah. The actual mechanism of sucking the CD in is the thing that breaks.
So that would have come, that particular type of mechanism was because of the car industry. That type of mechanism that you're talking about actually come from the car industry when you actually put the discs in there. The original discs obviously had a tray that came out. But over time, obviously, innovation kicked in and things changed because they got rollers inside and stuff like that.
But it's interesting to hear that such a diverse background you have, and jumping in from there, you say overnight you're in a small business and you're needing actually learn all the things that we hear about so often here on Business Insights.
Oh, that's very great. But Anthony, before we take a short break, you know, you have a very, very unique set of skills, and what a really appreciate and what our listeners appreciate the way you can connect themselves with you, and that's resonating that you saying that you went in schools, night schools, and that you acquired knowledge before Dr. Google in the ways you did. So before we take a short break, what would your advice would be to anybody who started a business how to acquire the knowledge today? What would be your top tip advice right now? If I start a business, what are I going to get the knowledge if I want to start a business?
My top tip would be ask somebody that you know. Network. If you can, try and network online through LinkedIn, places like that. Get to know the people that actually work in that space.
Yes.
And try and make contact with them. And you find, quite honestly, people will actually make contact very easily, and they're prepared to actually explain to you about a particular industry. Especially if you come forward and you show empathy towards them and what they actually do. It's all about connections and showing empathy, and then they'll show empathy towards you.
Well, that was, ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Sunny. We'll take a short break, and you want to stay with us. because what follows is going to increase your profitability, your exposure in the market, and as well, you're going to get a free advisor for the next 2 hours. Anthony Sunny and Darren Mario, Business Insights on Live 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
To purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit Real Property Buyers .com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
It really hurts us when a loved one passes on, but it's nice to know that their memory will be well respected in their final resting place. Castlebrook Memorial Park has looked after the families of loved ones for over 50 years. You can visit them and talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
You are listening to Alive 90.5.
If you'd like to know more about us, jump onto our website.
www.alive905.com.au.
past 10, you're on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And Darren, thank you very much for this one. Thank you for our listeners on Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Currently it's 25 minutes past 10. And Darren, what the weather looks like today? Like, it's going to be warm, I'm pretty
it's
sure.
It's up to 20 degrees, yeah. It's sunny, light winds from the southeast tending to the southwest, and quite a nice day for winter.
Oh my God, it's going to be good the weekend there. But, you know, well, let's go brighten your day, dear listeners, and everybody who are now looking, not just who run the business, but everybody who is in the business or contemplating to start the business. Today, for 2 hours exclusively on Online 90.5, we have the free business advisor, you know, so tear him apart. Go on alive.905.com.au, make the request to Darren with the questions if you have. Anthony Sunny, he's happy to answer all your questions. Now, the COVID-19, you know, everybody, you know, rumbling about this past 6 months, but we know that COVID-19 created many uncertainties, particularly in a business, and we are fortunate enough to have Anthony with us in studio. Current unemployment rate is 7.5%, and that's going to be increasing percentage by end of the year. However, if you're in a business and you're struggling, Anthony, he has magic answers for you. So, Anthony, may I ask you, how the organization, Western, what's the name?
Western Sydney Business Centre.
I can't even remember. So that's a good one. Darren didn't want to help me. May I ask you, I know that you by yourself, you can't prevent unemployment, but your organization can certainly stop unemployment and actually make the businesses continue working. How do you guys actually help in the businesses?
Okay, well, firstly,
and it's exclusively reserved for the Western Sydney or anybody?
So there's other providers within New South Wales, like Western Sydney Business Centre. Primarily, we look after the Western Sydney part, obviously, yeah. But also there's other providers like Release Business. They look after North Sydney and other locations and other sort of like providers like them. So your question, to answer simply, when we actually talk to a business owner,
yeah,
what happens is the business owner asks us, we've got a problem. Can you help us? And we say, oh, yes, we may be able to, or we can refer you on to somebody else that can. Normally, we try and handle a lot of the inquiries ourselves. A lot of inquiries, you might find that there's a lot of businesses in the hospitality industry and things like that. We actually help them out quite a lot because we've got experts in that field. I myself deal with mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, and manufacturing and retail, and accommodation and stuff like that. And you'll find that there'll be other experts that actually handle other areas.
So how many experts on the panel with the organisation?
Well, Western Sydney themselves will probably be about 10, say.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot more in the other providers because they've got to cover a whole of New South Wales.
Yeah.
So there's you'll find that some providers handle remotely places like Cooma and places like that.
Yeah.
All sorts of things like that, yeah.
Because I'm glad you're on the radio, because it's like the radio, it is in a Bochum Hills estate, but, you know, it's a digital era, and we're going globally, you know, I mean, because when we announce the show, everybody can hear us, you know, across Australia particularly. But, you know, before we continue, Anthony, do you mind to tell me what your organization, you personally saw as an expert, how the COVID-19, what was the biggest impact you saw on the businesses?
I think the biggest impact is there's a lot of stress out there for a lot of business owners. What they've done, the organisation's actually hurried along and trained a lot of people in mental first aid. The reason for that is because a lot of people out there are suffering a lot of stress, sorts of like things are showing up.
Mental issues, yeah. More mental health. Right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, mental health is probably about 3.2 million people per year in Australia suffer some sort of mental health illness. It's quite alarming. and sort of like you'll see it quite often. And also physical illnesses as well. When you go and see a stressed out owner of a business, all sorts of things, they might experience stroke, they might experience heart attacks, all sorts of things like that. So there's a lot of work you've got to deal with. You've got to show empathy towards them before you even start touching their business or talking to them about their business and what their actual problems are.
Yeah.
All sorts of things like that, yeah.
Look, the 3.2 million people per year in Australia experience mental issues and mental health problems. Now, you mentioned something, mental first aid. This is the very first time I'm hearing mental first aid.
There's actually a book on it.
It's a book on it?
Yeah, there's a book and a course and everything like that.
Yeah.
Because it's so much in demand, this sort of like field, that a lot of organisations actually training their people in mental first aid.
Yeah.
Because you can never tell. It's happening so rapidly now, especially COVID-19. People aren't coping too well out there. Mind you, I'm not actually a psychologist.
No, none of us is. Like, look, okay. I tried to cure myself and Darren from the stress-related issues, you know, maybe with the Nutella and chocolate. But, you know, I mean, as you can see, I'm not successful with Darren. He does not gain weight, man, you know what I mean? Like, only I'm bubbly here.
He's lucky.
You want to say something, Darren?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Yes, Nutella is nice, but I think I have my scotch.
Oh, scotch,
in the
yeah.
evening, and but in moderation.
In moderation.
Most definitely.
That's, yeah. Well, I'll stick with Nutella, because if I have the in moderation scotch, I'll sleep for 3 days. But so when somebody comes to you in this COVID-19, obviously this is a new one, mental first aid. What is your approach to somebody? Somebody comes to you, like, you know, become, you know, obviously part of the organization, and, you know, I mean, comes to you and you can see the struggling.
Okay, so first thing you've got to show, obviously you show empathy, and if, let's say, for instance, you can see them struggling, you should try and suggest to them to go and see their GP, the reason, or another sort of like mental health specialist that can actually help them with that, because
yeah.
there is ways to actually combat the illness, but that earlier intervention is the best way. What happens usually with our organisation, we have two types of clients, ones that actually own businesses or ones that actually want to start a business because they've been affected by COVID-19. What you'll find is some clients, they come to me and say, oh, Anthony, I want to start a business, but I don't know what I want to start. So I say, okay, step back for a second. Okay, get a pen and paper. What I want you to do before you do anything else, I want you to actually write down all of your skills, whatever skill you've got, whether good, bad, whether being cooking an egg or baking a cake or whatever skill you've got, right? The reason for that is because using those skills, you've got a better chance of coming up with an idea for a business that's pliable in this time, because you may not have the opportunity to actually train in time, especially if somebody wants to get an income straight away. So the easiest way is to do a skills audit.
Do you believe it's a silver bullet or silver lining in this COVID-19 situation now? Do you think that there's a businesses should maybe, what they call this, retooling, or should be... You know,
yeah,
I mean,
pivot.
Yeah, pivot. Pivot, yeah, that's, yeah. I hate that word, because I'm doing boxing and everybody, then my coach says to me, pivot, man.
Yeah,
like,
I think pivot is an important thing, and often sometimes people need something like a pandemic or some sort of big change to actually understand what they're doing is not so much fun. There's something else that they're really good at that could be much more fun and actually give them maybe even more money, because they can actually do that skill very skillfully. What are your thoughts there, Anthony?
Okay, so there's a couple of things. Firstly, you've got a thing called modular working. Modular working is when somebody actually does more than one job at the same time, okay? I've seen cases of modular working where a lady's actually been a pharmacist 2 or 3 days a week and then a vet for the other few days a week. There's all sorts of pivoting going on like that, especially with modular working. Now, you...
That's very interesting. Look, I was looking meantime. You know, Darren, I'm not sure do you remember the movie When the Earth Stood Still with Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
You know, remember there's a moment where he comes in the house of that Nobel Prize guy and he says it's too late to turn off the process of destroying the earth, and that this guy, I forgot his name, a Nobel Prize guy, it's like what's it called, the guy from Monty Python was the actor,
John Cleese,
yes, that's him, you know, his legs, and he says the human race only and only once will change when they found themselves on the brink of Distractions. And ladies and gentlemen, listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and our guest Anthony Sunny will stay with us in studio here with the free business advisor. Thank you for listening. Business Insights with Mario Darren.
Alive 90.5.
Keep on looking my way. Follow my words and do as I say, and I go ooh, 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 ooh. Now come and touch me, dear. Wanna feel your hands everywhere, and I go ooh, 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 ooh. Cause I'm thinking about you, thinking about you. Don't wanna let you go, never wanna let you go. I'm thinking about you, thinking about you. Don't wanna let you go, never wanna let you go. I'm thinking about you.
Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hill Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories, such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21, Winston Hills Mall, and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And, of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
Find it hard to tune in? Jump on the internet, stream live at www.alive905.com.au.
Twenty-one minutes to 11. You're on Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And thank you, Darren. Thank you to all listeners to Live 90.5, particularly this Business Radio Talk Show, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. It's a 21 minutes to 11, and the first 40 minutes just fly thanks to our guest in studio, Anthony Sunny, who is your today business advisor. And it's for free, you know, like you can tune in on live 905.com.au and just press the button stream now and you can hear the all answers. And Anthony, before we took a short break, we spoke about books and the mental health aid you guys are providing and how the COVID-19 actually impacting businesses. And you suggested, like, you know, that people should have the different approaches in a business. What else you can Tell us about it.
Okay, so basically what happens is we've undergone, a lot of the visiting advisors have actually undergone training in mental first aid, mental health first aid. The book you're referring to is what we use as the manual to give us some sort of guidelines to detect whether somebody's actually got some sort of issue that they need addressing and who actually can actually address it. We usually try and put them onto somebody's the health care professional that actually does that. But that's basically it.
What will be your key message for everybody in a business right now when it comes to the mental health? What would you tell anybody? Don't give up or... Talk to you or your panel or, you know, take advice of Darren and Mari, have the moon will tell and again wait. What would you be?
No, I would say nip it in the bud early. If you feel that you've got a problem, then, or even if somebody knows of somebody that has a problem, try and get them to go and talk to a healthcare professional as soon as possible. Earlier detection is actually the best, and there's actually all sorts of different medications and different interventions that they can do. It could be sort of like cognitive therapy or other types of therapies.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. So like regardless of COVID or not COVID, business is going to go, you know, I mean, ahead. We didn't stop living, you know, we had the lockdown, and I feel very stressed and very upset for the people in Victoria because they're going to the second one, and it's very harsh and very hard for those businesses to continue. But we're in Sydney and the Western Sydney. And, you know, let's go start from the beginning. When somebody starts a business, what do you see as a common mistakes?
Record keeping is one of the worst ones, of course. Marketing and the belief also that a website is going to be the butt all end all of marketing.
Okay. Can you elaborate a bit more about website, please?
Okay. So the website's... Strategically, a website is a good idea, but it's a long-term benefit. It's not like a short-term benefit. Don't think that you're going to start a business and all of a sudden you're going to get customers coming off the street. It's just not going to happen like that. You're going to have to do active marketing when you actually go out to talk to customers with business cards and actually letting yourself be known and also networking out in different sort of like organisations that, or you've also got centres of influence. Let's say, for instance, you were like a mortgage broker.
Yeah.
You would look for centres of influence like a real estate agent, a lawyer, an accountant, all sorts of other types of people that would help you, put you in touch with somebody that actually needs your services. Like I said before, websites are good, but it's a long-term benefit.
Would you say, Anthony, that it may actually be a beneficial to not concentrate on a website and concentrate on other forms of marketing first?
Yes.
Why is that then, please?
Okay, so websites are basically a time vampire. Let me put it like that.
Time vampire.
I'm going to take
that
quote.
First of first
yeah, please write this down. Yeah, this is my quote, time vampire. No, Anthony Sunny. It's Mario Beckers and Darren Capstan. Nobody heard that one. So.
Yeah, because with a website, you can spend infinite amount of hours, time, resources and everything, and you may not get a return straight away. You will get a return, but it's over a long haul. The easiest way is if you don't have a lot of money to start a business, the best tip would be to actually start some sort of Facebook page, which is actually free, and also encourage people to actually join as your friends on the Facebook page, but make sure their friends are actually close to your community. Not saying that you can't join friends with other people in other states, but that's not going to help your business. You have to have people in your same locality that actually will frequent your business, and that's how you're going to amplify the business.
Mario was asking about mistakes. I'm going to actually put one here back to you to comment on. Yeah. Would you find it a mistake that people want to seek support from, say, their family rather than their business network? Do you see that happening?
That's an interesting question, though.
Yeah,
that's an interesting question.
You're talking about Facebook, and you might say, well, I'll get my friends to like my Facebook page. Well, that's not going to really support your business, is it?
No, it's not. You're going to have to actively network. And let me tell you, there is a place actually where people can actively network supplied by the government. It's actually, if you get off the train station at Wynyard and you go to 11 York Street, there's actually a place supplied by Business Connect. And
what is that there, please? I mean, what is that place it is?
Okay, so basically it's a government funded place. You can actually go there and meet other people. So you basically... go there. It's like some sort of hub where you actually meet other people. and you connect with them, and that's one way of networking.
That's interesting, though. You know why? Because I didn't know this one. You know, I know there's a couple those hubs, you know what I mean? WeWork, whatever it is, whatever you call them, you know what I mean? Like, but you pay it. But you know there's a government actually subsidizing anything like this.
Well, that's great that the government is subsidizing a business hub connect. And I also know that some really good, well, I suppose they're commercial providers who will provide like a communal workspace where you can actually minimize your cost of working. But the good benefit of being one of those sort of spaces that you do get to meet other people.
That's correct, yeah, because networking is one of the ways you can actually pivot your business to get greater sales and with the least amount of cost. You'll find actually a lot of small startups going up to that place in Living York Street, and they talk to each other, and obviously they've got to maintain distance at the moment, right? But actually later on when COVID-19 quietens down a bit, hopefully, what will happen is they'll open it up a lot more. Right now it's a little bit sort of like that there's kind of a distance between each person.
That's very interesting, Anthony. May I ask you one question, Anthony? You know, it's a personal question, right? And you said, sorry, Darren, what was our quote about time vampire?
Websites are a time vampire.
Websites are a time vampire. Make sure we take a credit for this one, Anthony.
Well, Anthony should share it later and make sure he gets it out first, but then we're going to borrow it and we're not going to pay any commission because
nobody doesn't know about this deal except the 2 million listeners right now. But what I try to ask you, Anthony, and it's like you're the man of experience, not just experience in the field, you know what I mean? Life experience, you saw the other people and your technical knowledge. And I do remember when I started my business 10 years ago, I have that my business card, you know, the Vista Print $5, 500 million cards, like just cheap ones. And I choose the logo was a flower, and the butterfly, which doesn't reflect my business, but anyway, didn't have money. And the point I tried to make, it was having my Gmail address, I didn't have the website, you know what I mean? And I've been literally make a laugh off, you know what I mean? Because I don't have website, I don't have the proper name and address and everything else. Times have changed, and now you're saying website is not just supposed to be, you know, the place where you're getting the money, and the, you know, people buy from people. So how important and what its importance when you do networking to look for or to recognize somebody else?
You have to find somebody that's a center of influence that actually is going to broaden your sort of like network and actually go to the end customer. You'll find that websites, unless you've got a lot of money to spend on a website, you won't get the sort of benefit that you want. Obviously, anybody can actually shell out any amount of money for a website, and you can actually go up in Google ranking and all that sort of stuff, but that takes time and it also takes a lot of resources. And that's a thing. Now, with my first business, when I started doing electronic servicing, I didn't have a website. I didn't have any Facebook page.
But you did have the yellow pages, did you?
No, I didn't even have that. I just had business cards. I went around to a lot of different people. I went around to service shops. I actually put business cards in all sorts of different places, right? And that's how I actually got my business started. I actually did that, and I went around to places around the hills, did servicing around there. So lots of things like that without hardly any marketing.
Yeah.
And I just, by word of mouth, the more word of mouth is actually better than actually any type of other marketing.
So why do many businesses been falling that trap? Let's have the website first, because I feel like I know by myself, you know what I mean? I can't say like Anthony had done the same thing. I do remember, I love that story, you know, I was going to toilets and I was taking the A4 laminate paper. Do you need a private detective? And then the police knock on my door and security from Westfield. And it's like, how did you find me? And the cop says to me, well, you left your mobile number, didn't you? I said, like, yes, I did, you know what I mean? Because I have no money. And I mean, I went in the toilets, you know, I think myself like, that's an interesting spot to advertise. So I was rushing to toilets, you know, honestly, I'm not lying to you. And, you know, I wasn't arrested, but it was a good fun, you know what I mean?
Well, interesting idea. There are some places where you can actually put genuine advertising in the restrooms these days, and maybe it's a good idea.
And the cop says to me, so like, it's a nice look, it's a nice, the picture, and I put at the Sherlock Holmes hat, you know what I mean? The pipe.
The butterfly.
well, that was the wrong one, but, you know, I got a first client. Yeah. From the toilet, you know what I mean? Honestly, some lady, she called me. She says, "I need what's it calling? The the private detective. But look, it's a 10 to 11. We'll take a very short break and we'll come back before the news with more insights and tips from Anthony Sunny. And stay with us. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Enough laughing about Mario's stories from the toilet. We are here to share with you something more prudential. That's a tips and advice from the expert Anthony Sunny.
Alive 90.5.
Insight Intelligence Group, specializing in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Concise Finance is a nationally recognised mortgage broking firm with an integrated and holistic approach to financial services. We are built on the foundations of a tailored experience for each customer. With extensive experience in residential and investment property loans, we are the mortgage broking firm that will help you secure your financial freedom. The ethos at Concise Finance is to fully engage with clients to get it right the first time. If you're looking for your next property or to better your interest rates, call one of the team from Concise Finance on 1300 978 357. Station sponsor.
All the
local news and all the great music.
On your sound, your community.
Alive 90.5.
5 minutes to 11 on Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And thank you to all listeners for tuning in, not just in Australia, but globally. We have a website, www.alive905.com.au. Press the stream now and you have the free business advisor in studio, Anthony Sunny. And before we take a longer break, because we do have the news 11 o'clock, Anthony, we would like to finish with the one thing we spoke. It's a networking, and that the most of business people starting business falling into trap need to have the good website, you know, all the flashy things, but they forget to network with the people face to face. And you mentioned some garment support in 11 York Street. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's in 11 York Street. Just right near Windsor Station.
Yeah, just next door to the big escalators that go down
York Street. Yeah. So what happens, you just go to 11 York Street, go up the escalators, and it's there, and a whole bunch of people actually just sit there and try and network. It's not at full capacity, obviously, because of COVID-19.
Yeah.
But when it actually hits full capacity after the restrictions, obviously there'll be a lot more network opportunities available.
Would COVID-19... should stop from networking? I mean, maybe it can go face to face, but do you say, would you suggest, because you mentioned people are genuinely interested in you, they show the empathy, do we continue networking online?
Yes. So what I would do is, if, let's say for instance, you have a business or you want to start a business, what I would do is leverage LinkedIn, because that's actually a very good platform, and actually find the actual clients that you actually want to sort of like interact with, and then start making some sort of serious conversations with them. Start off very lightly and then later on delve in. The hard sell these days doesn't work. That's one thing I have to say. But LinkedIn is a really good tool if you want to actually start a business, and it's even more beneficial than actually having your own website, because what you can do is actually post your own content, lots of videos.
And engage more with the people there, right, than your website, because website should be secondary thing, right? And
that's
more
right.
Be involved into the groups. So, Anthony, before we take the break, how do you... You know, what's the word, you know, you break the icebreaker when you do networking? How do you come to somebody? Hi, my name is Anthony, and I'll rock your world, or?
Yeah, well, so what I usually do is I would send an email off to the person. I'd find out the email address off LinkedIn, send an email off to them. Hi, how are you going? I like what you're doing. Keep it very light and sort of like start to explain that you actually want to get into that business or what you actually want to do. And gain some insights from that particular customer. That's actually useful, especially if you want to do some sort of like marketing research, because LinkedIn is actually a good sort of like test tube for marketing research as well.
That's very interesting, yeah.
Thank you, Anthony, and there's some great insights, and I might even jump down to Winyard Street myself. And
I'll come with you, don't you want to come with you?
We've got to stay apart, though, as well. You're listening to Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario. We're going to take a short break for the news, weather and traffic, and then we'll be back talking more with Anthony Sunne from the Western Sydney Business Advisory Centre. And
stay with us, Seb.
Stay with us.
And we'll be back after a few minutes. Thank you.
Alive 90.5.
Viruses spread when you cough and sneeze, and the tiny droplets land on surfaces others might touch. You can help reduce the risk by coughing or sneezing into your arm or a tissue. Bin the tissue. Wash your hands with soap and water. And if you're sick, seek medical advice. Together, we can help stop the spread and stay healthy. Visit health.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Hey folks, every Monday from 9 till noon, why don't you tune in to the Morning Magazine program with Happy Jack? You'll hear lots of classic hits from the 60s to the 80s, and some great new tracks too, right here on Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5, all the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by PACE, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. The operators of the Gold Coast amusement park Dreamworld are facing millions of dollars in fines after pleading guilty to charges over a deadly joyride accident in 2016. Ruben Spargo has the details.
Ardent and Leisure has admitted to a series of workplace safety failures that led to the deaths of four people when their joy raft slammed into an empty raft and flipped.